Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seat. The show is about to start.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Phoebe.
And of course, this is Mike.
This is episode number 53 of the Mike and Phoebe Show. And today we have another in-studio guest. This is Carrie Torres. Carrie is from Dearly Beloved Mortuary Services out of Hemet. They are a fellow Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce member. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Yeah, we're so excited to talk to you in studio. Now, Carrie has a background as a massage therapist and has been working in the holistic healthcare field. In her late 20s, she finally decided to pursue a career in the death care industry. She has almost 10 years of experience as a mortician and holds several college degrees. Carrie is a licensed embalmer, funeral director, and a certified professional makeup artist, and is currently working towards her death doula certification. That is awesome, Carrie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Nice.
You know, I didn't know a lot of any of that.
Yeah. I know people are always surprised, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we only knew about the makeup part because when we watched Mike and Molly, Molly's sister was the one that actually did the makeup for all the dead people.
Yeah. So, and I didn't realize how involved it is, you know, that it's so much
absolutely
into makeup.
And doing makeup on a deceased is completely different than doing it on the living, you know.
I imagine so. So you sent me your bio. So you want to tell me what got you into this profession?
That's a great question. It's kind of sad, actually. Around 2008, we lost one of our really close friends to a fentanyl overdose. I'm getting just my heart palpitations just talking about it. The funeral service was conducted very poorly. And I really just have kind of trauma from that funeral service. When we walked into the chapel, he was not in a viewing condition, and yet they had an open casket for him, and it shouldn't have been. And so from that, it led me to do a bunch of research onto what happened to my friend, how did this happen? And it's always my goal in my profession to make sure no family or friends or anyone has to ever go through that, you know, so.
Yeah, because that's a really sensitive topic too. You know, everyone experiences death in their lifetime. You know, it's kind of like a strange thing to have to talk about, very traumatic, negative situation.
Correct. Yeah.
But we all go through it multiple times in our lives, you know, with family members and friends and stuff. So to draw such a positive thing, you know, creating your own career out of it from a traumatic situation, you must have gone through so much. And what inspired you to actually open up your own funeral home?
The pandemic, actually. Oh. Being a mortician in the pandemic, I felt, is really nothing. No one should ever have to have gone through that experience either. It was horrendous. I was a team leader at one of the busiest crematories in Southern California, and it was so hard to keep employees. It was so hard to keep up with the influx number of people passing away. It was very challenging. And at one point, I was just so tired. And thank God my husband had stepped in. He's like, I'll help you. I got your back. What can I do to help you? And then he went and got certified as a crematory operator. So I would be upstairs meeting with families, doing paperwork, registering death certificates. And then Josh would be downstairs in the crematory cremating our loved ones. And then right next to us was our little girl doing her homework or so forth. And then basically at one point, Josh turned to me and was like, dude, like we could do this ourselves. Like, what are we doing here? We could do it ourselves and we could do it better. And so that was it. And 2020, we got our business plan together and went full throttle.
Nice.
Very nice. Such an inspiring story, too. You know, when you're telling me your story, I can just envision you guys in a big, you know, sanitary room. Obviously, your daughter right there next to you. You know, it's quiet.
Yeah.
And you're conducting business. And, you know, just meeting you, I can feel your energy. It's so calm and, you know, compassionate. It's a good, positive energy, which obviously you have to have when you're
absolutely
talking to family members, you know. So that's really cool. I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that.
So now you're one of the few funeral homes in the area that has green options.
Yes.
Now, what is that? What is green options?
Ooh, I love this question. I'm going to nerd out so hard right now. The cool thing about my industry is that it's changing. I'm really excited for all the change that's coming about. Right now, there's some really cool green options for families. So we offer something called water cremation, which is a newer form of cremation. It basically uses... my experience.
Sorry. I was giving a weird face.
Instead of using, you know, heat and flames and so forth, it actually uses water. So what it does is it's basically a very high pressurized heated water to treat the loved ones. And then it uses vibration to kind of break everything down. So
wow.
The process is a lot longer, but it is better for the environment. It's kind of a cool option if the thought of, you know, flames is kind of scary for some people.
So do you still give the remains to the people?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah, you actually get about 20% more ash.
Oh, and it still turns into ash.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even using water like that?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
So maybe, wow. You know, we're not on video, so no one can see our, you know, strange, you know, faces. But we're trying to, like, process the visual or, you know, at least I am.
I'm thinking wet, you know, and then still ash comes out of it.
Yeah. How does that work? You want to explain a little bit in depth detail? Nerd out a little bit?
It's kind of hard without any type of visuals, you know? So if I was in front of a machine, I'd be able to explain it a little bit better. But yeah, just basically uses really, really high pressurized heated water and vibration to break down the tissue, essentially. And then you're left with the bones. And then we turn the bones into the cremated remains.
Wow. So I'm guessing it's kind of like, okay, the way I can interpret this into layman's terms is like, you know, when people pass in the Titanic, that's like a water graveyard kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they're over time, their tissue will break down due to the water exposure, you know, as what tissue will break down. But so then I guess you just fast forward that into a pretty scientific
thing. I think we're 98% water in the first place.
Yeah, pretty much a large percentage. Wow, that is so interesting. Yeah, so
that's just one of the options. The other option, too, is we're contracted with a Better Place Forest in San Bernardino County. Oh. I highly recommend if you just want a nice day out to go check it out. Basically, what we do is we take the cremated remains of the loved one, whether it be water cremation or fire cremation. The family chooses a tree, and then we take the remains, we mix them with the soil, place it around the tree, and then the family's tree becomes the loved one's monument. And then we just place like a little rock or a little marker designating that tree as the loved one's final place of resting.
Oh,
that is really cool. You know, you hear that so much that people take their loved one's remains out to the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, release them into the ocean. Mm-hmm. You also hear, and Mike's family even did that with his grandma here.
At the house.
Tell the story.
Yeah, at the time that my grandma, which was my mom's mom, that was on my mom's side, she was in Wisconsin. She got cremated. My mom's sister, Diane, sent her through the mail, the post office, because she used to work for the post office. Sent her in it was a 12-pack Coca-Cola box.
I love it.
As soon as she got here, you go to grab it and just ash just came out everywhere.
Oh, no, I don't like that part. No.
That part, I was like, what is that?
Oh, no.
And my mom says, I think that was grandma. I was like, really? Come on, grandma, get back in there.
Oh, no.
So I brought her inside, and then my mom's sister, Diane, came out to California from Wisconsin. When they were out here, they actually went out in our yard and released grandma. They released grandma.
Yeah.
Because they were out up on top of the rock. There was a big gust of wind that came by. And the all the ashes surrounded both of them.
Oh, no.
And then flew away.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I love hearing stories like that.
Right? There was no wind. No wind at all. It was like a perfect day. They released it. A little whirlwind comes by and swirls the ashes all around them. And then blows right off.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they were hugged. You know, grandma was there to hug them. You know, thank you for finding me here, releasing me here. I'm home.
That's probably what she would have wanted.
Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. She wanted to be here in California.
Yeah.
Not in Wisconsin. I think that was it.
That's so cool. I think one of the neatest things about my job is hearing stories like that. Like, you kind of, there's this ambiguity, you know, is there an afterlife? Is there this? But I hear stories like that that are very personable all the time, you know, little messages from their loved one kind of just saying like, hey, I'm here, love you, you know.
Mm-hmm. And we planted a tree right in that same area.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
That tree we never watered. And that tree was supposed to be watered at least once or twice a week.
Oh, it's probably thriving.
You can see that tree. That's already, 40, 50 feet tall.
Oh, it's huge.
That's super
and when
cool.
we planted it, it was only like about maybe 10 feet.
Oh, That's very cool.
So she grew completely.
That's rad. I love it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And every time I hear that story, you know, I start to tear up because I can just imagine, number one, grandma hugging mom and Auntie Diane. And then kind of, I don't know what kind of person grandma was, or she was like a jokester or more like.
She was, yeah.
But didn't something else happen when they were, when the ash swirled? Didn't you tell me that it, you know?
Yeah. That's, basically, when my dad and mom and all of them were out there, as it was swirling, it, you know, they were kind of like, whoa. And then it got in their mouth. In their mouth and up their nose, too.
So they're kind of like, you know, in. Yeah, they're inside, like it's part of them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So she was hugging them and kissing them at the same time.
Yeah. Oh,
that's exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, kind of a weird thing, but it kind of seems like a jokester, like, ha ha, you're not getting rid of me.
I got the last laugh.
Yeah, you know, makes a funny, sweet memory out of such a sad situation.
Definitely.
But it's like bittersweet.
Yeah,
and then they were laughing about it for many, many years after that. Of course, then now all of them were with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom, dad, you know, and aunt, they're all with all of them now. Yeah. They're all up there now. So
yeah. That's very cool.
I bet. I wonder if mom talked to her mom. Hey, was that you? Was that really you back then, you know, 20, 30 years ago?
She was probably laughing her ass off. Saying, yep, that was me. You betcha. You betcha.
That makes it a funny, bittersweet moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So what other kind of services do you provide there at Dearly Beloved Mortuary Services?
We're a full range funeral home. You know, we do traditional burials. I do all kinds of religious ceremonies. We do cremations. You name it, we can pretty much do it. And we're kind of accidentally kind of getting known as kind of the niche mortuary. I tend to get some very unique families that come into my funeral home with some very unique requests. And I think it's cool that we're kind of able to fulfill them with no judgment and just open arms. You know, I've had themed funerals. I've had, oh my gosh, fireworks.
Wow.
You know, so whatever the families want to have that closure, I think that we're really supportive and open to, as long as it's, you know, reasonable and legal.
Yeah. Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah. You know, that's good to hear that you guys aren't, you know, strict and rigid like other ones. And
definitely
to me, let's say if I had to deal with that again, you know, very soon, I would just want to not do a theme, you know, but then you want to make it so it's celebratory.
Special.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Make it into a positive thing.
Yeah.
Especially depending on the person, you know, who had passed, what kind of personality they had, and they don't want you to be sad about their passing.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not always something really big. You know, you brought up your grandma. I had this really sweet family I worked with, and they were telling me the story about how their grandma would always give them those Werther's candies.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got a bag of the Werther's candies at Walmart, and then on the memorial folders, I taped them to the back of the memorial folders. So everyone that came into that for that service got a little memorial card of their grandma and a little candy.
Oh,
so it doesn't always
sweet.
Have to be something big. Sometimes those little things really matter, you know?
That's right.
So
that is so, so cool, Carrie.
That's exactly right.
And let's go into some of the other questions that you sent over. So what is one of the best parts of your job?
I love my job. I would do it for free. It gives me a great sense of purpose. I don't wake up feeling lost every day. I have this sense of like all these things I have to take care of and all these families I'm constantly worried about. And it keeps me humble. Like, let's be honest. You know, you sit down and you meet with a family that just went through a tragedy. It makes you have gratitude for the ones that are still here. There's not a day that goes by that I don't hug and kiss my daughter and just love on her every chance I get. You know, because I do realize every day how precious life is, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, you have a lot of experience in the mortuary field. So what sets you apart from other funeral homes around the area?
I think just our openness. I think that we're very non-judgmental at our funeral home. We're very open. I'm very flexible with my time. You know, there's times where I know that family is going to need a little bit more time saying goodbye to their loved one. And maybe their service ends at like 6. And I know, you know, I just don't have the heart sometimes to pull them away from where they're currently at. So we're just very flexible. We're very open. And not only that, we're not corporate. We're not owned by businessmen. We do the actual work. We're with the families. We're doing the cremations. We're very hands-on versus, you know, just being more managerial and walking around with cups of coffee. Like, we're in there with the families. We do all the work. So whether it be picking up their loved one from their place of passing or the embalming or everything, we just do, we're very hands-on.
That's good.
You know, my own personal experience from my family members passing, you know, this is like 30 plus years ago, probably. From what I remember, you know, that whole situation was very traumatic, obviously. But if I were to choose, need to choose now, okay, you know what, we've met with several funeral homes, whatever the case, I would feel so much more comfortable with you knowing that you have, you're more hands-on. I don't want to say DIY, but
yeah.
You're your own owners, yeah, and you're definitely not as rigid.
No, we're very open and very flexible.
And you turn it a sad situation into a more positive celebration.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I appreciate about the services and just the 5-10 minutes that we're talking now. I can feel that about you. So I think if you were to ask me what I feel like what would set you guys apart is just your personality. You're very...
Yeah, I wish I knew you guys at least 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
My mom passed in 2.5 years ago.
And before that,
it was about 20 months before that, my dad passed. It's been 4 years for him.
Mm-hmm. And when I remember that, we just wanted to get in the funeral home, get in, do the stuff, and get out.
Get
it done and move on. But I appreciate that you guys turn it into a more positive experience.
That's always our goal. You know, we want to make whatever the family needs to do for closure. I want to make sure that we support them.
That is so
very nice.
Cool, Carrie.
Very nice.
Now, on the flip side of that coin, what would you say is one of the worst kind of parts of, you know, I didn't really want to talk about it, but we're staying
it's
on
about what you think.
Yeah. Just a flip side of that coin.
Believe it or not, there's two things that are hard. Obviously sometimes when people are grieving, trying to manage the family's emotions, that can be difficult, but I can deal with that. The hard part of my job is the paperwork. Like, I feel like the general public has no idea how much insane paperwork is involved anytime anybody passes away, especially in California. So that's the hard part. It's being on hold with doctor's offices or being on hold with the health department or military paperwork or just whatever. It's paperwork, 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 and paperwork.
California has to be special. It has to make it difficult, right?
There's so much red tape that we have to go through to get anybody buried or cremated or anything. There's just an insane amount of paperwork. So that is very difficult. And there's no room for error. None. You have one chance and you have to do it right. That's it. That's the bottom line.
That must be very stressful. You can't forget to dot an I. You can't,
not
and
one.
You don't want to.
No, transposing the dates on things. Like, everything has to be flawless 24/7.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what do you do to manage your stress levels in such a high stress field?
Thank you for this question, because this actually kind of goes back to what you guys do. Both me and my husband and I are very involved in music. My husband's a musician. I love music. I love live music. I have a huge record collection. And so we're always going to shows and supporting new artists, new emerging bands, and just trying to support the Southern California music scene the best that we can.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fun too. You know, everyone that's in bands around here and that's in the music scene is just, they're such cool people. Yeah. And so just being surrounded by that positive energy kind of revitalizes everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that too. And I followed Sucker Punch.
Oh,
Productions.
Yes.
Been following
them since we met
that one time.
They've done so much great
things
for the Southern California music scene and just the music scene in California in general. So they brought a lot of good bands to this area that we haven't seen or heard of in gosh knows how long, you know. They're phenomenal. They're cool people too.
Good.
Yeah. And we love our indie musicians. And it's kind of interesting. Now we're kind of digressing, but it's interesting how now that we're talking, you know, when I first met you, I didn't realize that you were so much into music. I just knew you, you know, from the mortuary services. So then when you said that to me, I was like, whoa, that's interesting. Like, you don't run into people who are into listening to indie musicians.
Definitely. Yeah.
But for us, we run into a lot of indie musicians, but not people who are listening. And they come up to you and say, hey, I love indie artists too. I listen to you guys. It's so cool. I'm in a band, you know, so it's almost like it's a small world and you feel like you're, it's a reunion, even though you didn't meet.
It's a rave. I mean, a reunion.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
And it's kind of cool because I feel like it's everything's just kind of connected. Like, what are the odds that me of all people won that podcast at the Chamber Mixer too? You know?
I know. Yeah, that was exactly, cool. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So definitely shout out to Cindy and Kevin at the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce. Shout out to Sucker Punch Productions. What's the gentleman's name? Guy's name?
There's a few of them that work there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, shout out to all of them. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm talking with Carrie Torres. Carrie is from Dearly Beloved Mortuary Services. If you have any questions, contact Carrie. Carrie's out of Hemet. So call them at 951-312-2222. And I'm sure you have a website too. You just Google Dearly Beloved, Mortuary Services out of Hemet. Well, thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you guys for having me.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Mike and Phoebe Show on Alternative Twist Radio. If you missed any past episodes, just search the Mike and Phoebe Show or Alternative Twist Radio on any major podcast app.